Ring me up, call me on the telephone. I am so with you. Let's go, hold me up. I'm not as young as I once was. I am so with you. And all these things that I choose to ignore, well, like a mystery and a crime scene chase through time across your door. One, two. Let's go, ring me up, meet me up on Merrimack. I am so with you. Let's go to Word 8. Have a drink and celebrate. I am so with you. And all these things that I choose to ignore, like the mystery and the trying to stay too tight across your door. One, two.
This is weird. We'd ask you if you're doing all right. I'm sure the phones are lighting up. That's a little song about Lowell for our Lowell pals. This one's brand new. It's called Here Without You. And before we go too far along, a huge thank you for WMFO for letting this be a part of this today. Anymore. first up, this is called Sky Without Blue.
Hill.
from your purse. Take a little ride in a hearse. We're taking a ride. We're taking a ride. We're taking a ride. We're taking a ride.
This one's brand new. It's called Leap of Faith. Roughly kind of putting up with us. We got one more. This is called Danger, also brand new. Goes like this. Danger.
a little bit of reckless, a little bit of hopeless. Find me a little bit of danger, a little bit of reckless, a little bit of hopelessness. Cause I ain't coming here no more. And I ain't coming here no more. I go. Find me, better yet, don't find me. Just don't find me if you can catch me. Better yet, don't catch me. Better yet, just walk away. Cause I ain't coming here no more. Yeah, I ain't coming here. A little bit of danger, a little bit of danger, a little bit of danger. Find me a little bit of danger, little bit of danger, little bit of danger. Cause I ain't coming here no more. Yeah, now I'm coming here. Toss it back to Studio A.
Oh, yeah. State of the Union. Great job. That, of course, was State of the Union. And they clearly know how to throw it back to Studio A. Good job, guys. We are going to get set up here with Sarah Levesque in just a minute, and I'm going to take care of some station business and be right back with you here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, we're live here in Studio A with Sarah Levesque and her buddy Peter. And welcome. Welcome to WMFO Live Day number 2.
Well, thanks for having us.
Sure thing. Just making sure we got some mic levels going and everything. So we were chatting. You're from Medway, not to be confused with Medford.
Medfield, all those other M towns.
Exactly, exactly. So why don't you get us started here with the tune?
Sure.
Awesome.
I'm going to start something from our new album that's in the works, and I hope it's not too much of a bummer. It's a blues song, so.
Well.
All right, here we go. It stirs in my baby, just like the wind in a hurricane. It stirs you, my baby, just like the wind in a hurricane. Keeps you searching and wondering staring out a window pane. Just like a stonemason, you build your wall from your misery. Like a stonemason, you build your wall from your misery. When your mortar turns to dust, better let it crumble to your feet. Maybe just one more distraction will make this whole thing go round. Could it be your dissatisfaction? Yeah, it's been getting you down. Heavy on your shoulders. Yeah, it's been weighing on you. Heavy on your shoulders. Can you feel it crashing down? Just like 100 boulders. Use caution, baby, and won't you use your head? Please use caution, baby, and won't you use your head? You'll be sinking fast down in the drink, just like lead. One more distraction will make this whole thing go round. Could it be your dissatisfaction? Yeah, it's been getting you down.
Putting your mic up too there, Joanne. Thank you, Sarah Levesque. We welcome
great
to the studio.
Stuff, Sarah.
Oh, it helps if I turn it on.
Yeah.
Welcome to the studio, Joanne.
Why, thank you, Sue. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to see you. And you'll be taking over the squeaky chair at 2 o'clock.
I'll be taking over the squeaky chair. As long as it's not the one that suddenly goes to the second floor.
Yes. So...
We have great equipment.
Great equipment. I was just saying
WMFO.
How we love our beloved station here. So Sarah, you're working on a new album, which is exciting, and you're hoping to have it out early in 2020, which is right around the corner.
That's the target. Yeah, before we know it, It's going to be here.
Do you know what the name of it's going to be?
I still haven't worked that out. It's sort of like I'm going to wait till it's all mixed and see what pops out.
Uh-huh.
And that will be the title track.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, can you share another one from the new release or an old one, whatever you guys want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. And I'm also going to keep in the open tuning sort of.
Yeah. Might as well stick here. There till you
exactly.
Till you wear out all those, you know, all the songs you have in that.
Only problem with that, I think open D likes to get out of tune relatively easy. Right, let's try that. This is called Dead Center Head On.
Awesome. Sarah Levesque here in Studio A.
Don't know why. Is there nothing out that door? I've been worried and I've been thinking, has it all gone down that stream? In this big world, nothing left to see now. Give me something solid in heaven now to lay my convictions down in. I can't remember last I felt the wonder. Been so long, baby, since something hit me. Dead center, head on, I've been shifting, I've been changing the way I go about it in these old ways. Yeah, tired of it going down like this. I've been slipping and I've been dragging in my big feet, and they're heavy on the ground. Gonna keep on walking that steady beat. Give me something solid in heaven now to lay my convictions down in. I can't remember last I felt the wonder. Been so long, baby, since something hit me. Dead center, head on.
So, on the album, what will we hear besides guitars, if anything?
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a full band.
Awesome.
Yes. It was challenging. We did a lot of the engineering ourselves, so it was challenging to get the drums.
Yeah, I can
so
imagine.
So whoever mixes it, it'll be their problem, I guess, to get them to sound good.
Well, hopefully you have final approval on
the
mix.
That's right. That's right. I'm sure it will sound just fine.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to do something else from that album. This is one of the contenders for the title track. This is called Moments of Silver.
That sounds like a good album title. It's interesting in this day and age, too, because, you know, albums are not what they used to be. Although I could imagine that, I mean, they still are for musicians in their heads. It's like a novel, right? It's a story. It's a package that goes together, and it all falls together. And it's sort of a shame that, you know, things become just singles or whatever. And I'm happy that in sort of more independent music and local music that you can still have that container that holds, you know, that snapshot of what you guys are working on at this point in time.
Can't capture your life in a download.
No, you really can't. You really, really can't.
A few downloads to get at it.
Yeah. And there's something to be said for, like, you know, the cover art and the liner notes and the... I hope that is never lost completely. That would be a shame.
There's so much that goes into it, really. Yeah.
That's it. If you don't have the album, you know, if you get a download, you're still stuck with having to figure out exactly how long these songs are and whether or not you can fit them in on your slot on the old radio.
Yeah,
good point.
Here at WMFO.
Right. You know, we still have turntables and CD players, and when I started, heck, we, you know, everything was vinyl, and we were playing stuff from reel to reel tape.
That's right. We still had cart machines,
yeah, cassettes, yep. Everything.
I bet it sounded really good. So I don't know. I'm still not sure if MP3s actually sound as good as all the other formats.
I mean, it's so compressed. Yeah. They say garbage in, garbage out, but.
That's why people want FLAC and other
waves and stuff like that. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's keep it. Right. Let's keep them, you know, full and robust. and the name of the song again is
Moments of Silver.
Awesome. We're listening to Sarah Levesque here in Studio A, Live Music Day at WMFO.
Nothing. more. Maybe there's a whole lot more. Contrast will show it's true. Contrast always tells the truth.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Just beautiful.
I like the accompaniment.
Right? Yeah, yeah, very tasty.
Yeah, that was,
he's the man, right?
He's the man. And very nice, sir.
Do you guys always play together?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. And you have some gigs coming up?
We have something coming up a week from tomorrow. I think it's Sunday, November 3rd at the Plow and Stars.
Oh, great.
Afternoon show, 4 to 6. We're there every month, always the first Sunday.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. Yeah. And that's a great place. Just
very welcoming, yes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
It's one of our favorite places, I got to say. If not the...
If not your favorite.
Yes.
Awesome. Great. So we have about... Well, we're about halfway through, so we have time for a bunch more songs.
Let's do our last title track. You want to do that one from our last release?
Sure.
Yeah, that's called Beautiful Defeat. So, from one possible title track to our last one.
Fantastic. And for those of you listening at home, you're hearing Sarah Levesque, and it's Live Music Day on WMFO, 91.5 FM in Medford.
One, two, three, four.
Happiness. to lift, but the night rolls in. Beautiful defeat, can we meet down this long dark alley with a danger so sweet? For dead, but you live to tell. And your hands are tied, but you're free to go on. Beautiful.
Time for a tuning here, huh?
Oh, okay. Well, I was about to request. I see that harmonica sitting there,
yes.
And as a wannabe harmonica player, I love when I see harmonicas come out.
Were you gonna pick it up and start?
Yeah, you read my mind. That was actually the next song.
I could have brought my set, and we could have.
Yeah.
That's happened before.
Back you right
a
up.
Jam session.
I had two harmonica players on at the same time, and I brought my set, and we all played together. It was awesome.
My mother played in a all women's harmonica band.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was it called?
You know, I don't even know.
Are there any recordings?
You should find out.
Not that I've heard. This was, of course, a long time ago.
But that sounds amazing. Did they have like the bass and the chord harps? Like there used to be the groups like the Harmonicats that had like those big, you know.
Yeah, you know, I'm
baritone.
I'm not certain about that.
That sounds awesome. I play in a group. It's very, it's a group that met over a class at Pasadena School of Music, but it's called Harpageddon, and we play, we do arrangements of songs with all harmonica, and it's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah. With the great Annie Raines as our leader.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
I know. Yeah, she's kind of amazing. But yeah, I thank you for indulging me by pulling the harmonica out.
No Annie Raines. That's
all right.
For sure.
That's all right. No one is an Annie Raines.
Right?
Annie Raines is the only Annie Raines.
All right. One, two, three, four. Mm-hmm.
for the ride. Come along for the ride. Which way we will go, who decides? Nothing like the whistle of a train. Nothing like the whistle of a train to make a man aware of his pain. You can stand, or you can run. You can stand, or you can run. The only difference is the setting of the sun.
Awesome. Great stuff. Thanks for the harmonica.
I think I have to take my headphones off to get this off.
Oh, all right. Take your time. Take your time there. We're here with Sarah Levesque and Pete, and we're hearing some really nice acoustic music here. And it sounds like, you know, you've got like country and blues and all different things coming into your musical mix here. Who are some of your influences?
Oh. Who isn't?
Right?
Of course, Bob Dylan is everyone's, right?
Right.
Lucinda Williams is one. John Lee Hooker.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash. Yeah, all the blues guys. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you can hear the influences there. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And time check. We have about 8.5 minutes left, which is great. We probably have time for two more or so.
Let's do that. We're going to do something else from our last album, too. So we're just going to keep with that.
Perfect. And this is, of course, Live Music Day, our second biannual on WMFO in Medford. We're Tufts University Community Radio, and we're here all the time, so tune in whenever you can. We're also streaming on WMFO.org. You can check us on TuneIn Radio and probably other places as well. And Something About the Women is on every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're sort of crossing over time tables today, but it's all keeping it freeform here on WMFO. And got Sarah Levesque here in the studio, which we're very happy to have her. And your next performance again, November 3rd?
November 3rd at the Plow and Stars.
Awesome.
All right.
What time?
The afternoon slot, so it's 4 to 6.
4 to 6 at the Plow and Stars. Fantastic.
Is a dark highway waiting for the sun to rise. In the morning bird flies waiting for the sun to rise. The shadows smother your thinking. In the night, it's wrapped around so tight. No need to be afraid. When the night is wrapped around so tight. Tumble down. Don't let me tumble. Don't let me tumble. Oh yeah. When something is getting to bother, and I'll never know just what. God, I'll never know just what. I wish I was a bright barren prairie, and all of my thoughts were few and far. But I'm on the dark side of the canyon, so dark. Wish my thoughts were few and far. All that I ask of you is please don't let me tumble down. Don't let me tumble. Don't let me tumble. Don't let me tumble. Don't let me tumble. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Peter Zarkadis on that guitar there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the man.
The two guitars together just sound so great. It's awesome. And it's such a pretty guitar. I keep staring at it.
Right.
Don't turn your back on it. Sometimes things go missing here.
That's your warning. She's got a space in her closet.
Yes.
It would look really nice.
Souvenirs.
Space just for that guitar.
That's right. Awesome. So I think we have time for one more song, but I want to remind folks you have an album coming out early mm-hmm. in next year.
Early 2020.
And you'll be at the Plow and Stars next Sunday, the 3rd at mm-hmm. 4 o'clock.
Yep. Bright and early.
Yeah. And... anything else we would be remiss in not mentioning for the audience?
We do have a couple of releases. They're floating around out there. One that's from 2008. And our last release was 2014, so that's available out there to stream as well and to buy.
Okay.
Hopefully. I don't think anyone does that anymore.
Your website?
SarahLevesque.com.
Don't forget the C and the Q in Levesque.
That's right. It's either an S or nothing. It's hard to find the Levesque with a C. I don't know if it was just a error, like a misspelling at
right.
one point, and it carried along through
right.
generations. Or
Yeah. All right, terrific. Well, really, really appreciate you coming along for Live Music Day today and sharing some music with us. And come back sometime and join us on Something About the Women, maybe when the new album comes out or right before. And we'll visit again then.
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Thank you, Sarah Levesque and Pete.
Want to do back of back of my hand?
Sure.
All right.